praise the Lord. The Lord bless each and every one that's made an effort to come tonight. The Lord bless you. And it's good to be gathered in the name of the Lord. And I'm just going to continue on, no matter how many's here, to preach. Because I was thinking, many times I think, you know, maybe I shouldn't preach on a Wednesday night. But then I think we need encouragement on the Wednesday night just as well as any other night. We need to hear the Word of God. And the world has a midweek party night tonight called the Coach over here, and there's other places as well. So it's good to come to the house of God. Amen. And we just thank God. I just remain seated. I'm going to read a scripture. We all know the scripture well. I've read it so many times recently. John 12:32. And I just want to continue some thoughts from this tonight and just go a bit into this. God is only one provided way. And I know I've preached a few times about this, but I want to continue on to preach about it and encourage you tonight. Praise God. And if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we just bow before you tonight in the lovely matchless name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you that we have a great tremendous privilege as a people of God, that we can draw now into thy presence because of the new and living way through the precious shed blood of the Lamb. Father, we come pleading the merits of the precious blood of the Lamb. Wash me afresh in the blood of the Lamb, and I shall be whiter than the snow. Purge me, and I shall be like hyssop. Sanctify us, and we praise thy wonderful name. Lord, we know that you can do far and above and exceedingly above what we can even think or ask tonight. Lord, we say amen to all that's been already prayed tonight. Mm-hmm. We ask indeed that thou will answer prayer, and that thou would visit thy own people. Lord, we need a move of God amongst us, revival, an outpouring of thy Spirit. We ask you'll stir up your own people. We ask you'll move upon your own people in a mighty way. Give us a fresh thirst and a hunger to seek more after you and to live after you. Lord, we thank you tonight that you've made great provision for us. And we partake of that provision. And I partake of the promised Holy Ghost. And I thank you, Lord, you undertake for me. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Amen.
God bless each one. In case I forget, our sister Ruth in Australia has had a wee baby girl, and all's well. She's just over 7 pound weight, and her sister Carl's wouldn't be too far away. She's on her way anyhow to Australia, her and David, and so she'll be a good help for Ruth at this time. And also keep praying for her brother Keith, as her brother Gary's been praying. Amen. I went to see him last night, and the heart and everything was down, and everything calmed down like that, but he was sweating a lot. And this is the process that they go through in the medical end of things. They're doing their best, but that's all they can do. And we thank God for the doctors and the nurses, but we know that it's only Jesus is the healer, and we're trusting him to heal. And Keith's believing. He told me last night he's believing God. And I took him over a book of Smith Wigglesworth last night, a wee booklet. And he thanked me for it. And I just believe that when you read Wigglesworth's books, it helps your faith. Because it's all about the things God's done. Amen. God's only one provided way.
Amen.
You know, when you study this Bible and you read this Word of God, and you go right back into this Old Testament, God had a provided way for Israel. And you know, Israel was in bondage for hundreds of years, but God had promised them a deliverer would come. And God's provided way for Israel was Moses and the pillar of fire. And that was God's way, that God was going to bring Israel out. And that was God's way, that he's going to deliver them by the pillar of fire and the vindicated word that the prophet spoke. And you know that God gave that prophet mighty signs, mighty wonders in Exodus. If you want to read it, Exodus 4, verse 1 to 9, I'll read it for you. And Moses answered and said, "But behold, they will not believe me, nor hearken unto my voice, For they will say, the Lord hath not appeared unto thee. And the Lord said unto him, what is that in thy hand? And he said, a rod. And he said, cast it on the ground. And he cast it on the ground, and it became a serpent, and Moses fled from before it. And the Lord said unto Moses, put forth thine hand and take it by the tail. And he put forth his hand and caught it, and it became a rod in his hand. That they may believe that the Lord God of their fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob have appeared unto thee. Verse 6 of chapter 4. And the Lord said, and the Lord said furthermore unto him, put now thine hand into thy bosom. And he put his hand into his bosom. And when he took it out, behold, his hand was leprous as snow. And he said, put thine hand into thy bosom again. And he put it into his hand into his bosom again, and plucked it out his bosom, and behold, it was turned again as the other flesh. And it shall come to pass that they will not believe thee, neither hearken to the voice of the first sign, that they will believe the voice of the latter sign. And it shall come to pass that they will not believe also these two signs, neither hearken unto thy voice, that thou shalt take of the water of the river and pour it upon the ground and the land, and the water which thou takest out of the river shall become blood upon the dry land. God give this man this supernatural ability of two signs.
Amen.
Two vindicated signs. Now when God takes to doing things, God does it. And God just doesn't do a thing half and in a half measure. And God's only one provided way. Now when God sent Moses, nobody else could go. Moses was the only man. There wasn't somebody else that would head down in some college, educated, that could do it. And Moses couldn't even talk well, and you read that. But God chose him anyhow.
Amen.
And God gave Moses two supernatural signs, and God vindicated Moses. And not only did God vindicate Moses, to prove it, the pillar of fire was with him. The cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night to lead the children of Israel on the way. The Lord was with them. And the Lord showed his hand mightily upon them. And that was God provided way for them, and there was no other way. And when God sets out a provided way, you can't change it. You can never say, we have another way. You can never say, it can't be done this way. God's only one way of doing things. And that's God's provided way. And no matter what it looks like, and no matter what happens, we must stick to God's provided way.
Amen.
We can't go off that way to the left, or off that way to the right, or try and trust some other way. We must, even though it's dead simple, and it might be the same thing over and over again, it's still God's way.
Amen.
And God will only honor his own way.
Amen.
God uses a man for his instrument, and he can speak through man. You know, John 15 verse 5 says, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abides in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. And without me, you can do nothing. So we need the Lord if we're going to do anything. Remember what John 14 and 12 says, the works that I do, shall ye do also. And greater works than these shall ye do, because I go unto the Father. That's what God says. And God has made a way for us today, and that way is through Jesus Christ. That's God's provided way, and through his blood. And there's no other way. That's God's way. And God uses man. And we see here, and I want you to see more how God used Moses. And we all know God used Moses to bring the plagues in Egypt. There were frogs. And he said, Moses, go out there and raise up the stick in the hand and call the frogs. That was God's commission to him. Moses didn't ask someone else his opinion to see if it would happen. God said to Moses, go you out and call for the frogs, and they're coming.
Amen.
Now Moses didn't go to see some other theologian's opinion, would it happen or not. Moses had met with God. There's the problem.
Amen.
Moses had met with God. Moses had a personal encounter with God. And William Branham said once, he said that no one can stand behind the secret desk except he's first met with a pillar of fire. And he said, if he hasn't met the pillar of fire, he's not called to preach. That's what he said. And Moses definitely had met the pillar of fire, and God sent Moses. And Moses didn't need to discuss with nobody when God said to Moses, you call them frogs down. Now that was speaking creation.
Amen.
Moses didn't have to have some sort of a meeting with somebody to see if it would happen. God had already visited him. God had already met with him. God had shown him these two signs, and he knew whatever God told him to do, it would happen.
Amen.
And when he called for them frogs, they came. And not only them frogs, but you know there was 9 plagues that through Moses was brought. God did it, but he used Moses to do it. Remember that. And God used Moses, God can use you and me. God needs people. Do you understand that God needs people? I've read you from the scripture from Matthew that he's the vine, we're the branches. And if we abide in him, he abides in us, then we can ask what we will. And God will hear us. Amen.
Amen.
But we need to be in the place for God. Sold out to the things of God. Amen. Now, that's the problem right there. People need to really meet the Lord. People today need a real experience with the Holy Ghost. And people say, I'm not getting the Holy Spirit. I don't know what look, and I don't know what I have it, and all this sort of stuff here. If people get desperate enough and waiting upon God enough and stand before God enough, God will give them an experience. But people today are so much use, click your fingers, like in this world so fast, God doesn't work with that. God can deal with that. But sometimes God wants us to tarry. And sometimes the Lord wants us to wait upon him. And you know that Jacob wrestled with the angel of the Lord. And he said, I'm not letting you go until you bless me. And all night he wrestled and never give up. And we need to wrestle with the Lord tonight. We need to wrestle till the Lord blesses us. We need to wrestle till the Lord heals your brother Keith. We need to wrestle till the Lord heals whoever needs healing. We need to wrestle with God. And we need to pray through and not give in and not give up and believe God that God's going to do it. Amen.
Amen.
I tell you, they provided, God had always a provided way. He provided a lamb when they needed a lamb, because God said the death angel's coming through. And when this death angel comes through, people's going to die, and the Egyptians hid in their houses. It made no difference. They dropped dead in their houses. But God had a provided way for Israel. God had a provided way for his people, the blood of a lamb.
Amen.
And God provided that lamb, and God provided that blood for a provided way. And there was no other way would be the provided way. It didn't matter what somebody else thought of another way. It didn't matter somebody else's opinion of another way. It had to be the blood. And the blood was God's provided way to save Israel. And when the blood was applied, the death angel passed over. Now, if the blood of an earthly lamb that sprinkled on the doorpost can save the children of Israel, how much more can the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, and a prophet come and preach and say the life that was in the blood comes back on a true believer because the blood shed broke at Calvary? How much more does the blood of Jesus stand for me and you tonight and represent us tonight? And how much more can we call the power of heaven down and call upon that token that God will come on the scene? And the prophet of God told us in our day, you apply that token on your loved one. You apply that token over your home and see what God will do. And we're going to do it. And we're going to believe God for it. Amen. God's provided way. Made a way across the Red Sea when there was a trap. God made a way. Amen. Now you think of it, God made a way over the Red Sea when there was no way. God saved them with blood when there was no way. And as soon as they got over the Red Sea, and as soon as they done all these things, they said, give us a law. Would you not have taken me to stay with this? But you see, that's man. That's man's intelligence. That's man's intellect. They never had to ask for that, but they did. But they didn't have to. Amen. How many believe that? Now you remember Brother John McFadden brought it out well when he was here. And he showed us from the Word of God that there was grace before law. And he showed us it through Abraham. How many remembers that?
Yeah.
But they asked for law. After all God done, they said, give us a law. Lend me the pillar of fire, all the supernatural. And I tell you, too many times God's people start out well, and the next thing you know, God moves with a group, and then they have a nice sweet denomination made, and the Holy Spirit just leads them and goes right on moving again.
Right.
He'll never raise them up again.
Mm-hmm.
Do you realize that? And there's so many today, round the world today, and they prophesied of a great move and a great coming together. But they're talking about the Pope and the Catholics all being one, under one neck, under one umbrella. They're going to get it. They're going to get what they're prophesying, but that's not the move we're wanting.
Amen.
There has to be a move for God's real people. Outside of that. And they're coming together today, I can tell you that. And you've only to go on and look, and you can read it and see what's happening. And I tell you, how can people be Christians if they're not born again? How can they be Christians if they've never come by the blood of the Lamb? They can't be. But they're claiming to be in Christ. You know, the sermons William Branham preached are right down to this day, where he talked about the grafting in on the orange tree, your lemons and tangerine and all the different fruits. And he said they're living off the vine, the root of that orange tree, but they're not oranges. But they're living off the tree. But if the tree ever puts forth from the original, it will produce another orange. And he told us that if it ever puts forth the original Pentecostal outpouring, it will produce the seed of the book of Acts there.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. The exact same Holy Ghost producing the same thing. Praise God. You see, that's a strong man has some way he wants. And yet when they cross the Red Sea, they want the law and just human beings. That's just the way man operates. He wants to inject his own ways. God's provided way. It's always a way of sending his word. God wants to send his word. Let me read you this here quotation tonight. Now remember when the boils were breaking out, when the fire was falling, when the rain came and the hail came, God provided a place for his elect not to get into that. He had a place called Goshen. Now there was coming a spirit of death upon the land. Every man remembered death as the reason we die. And Israel had to have something to keep them from dying. Or death would have struck them too, because the wages of sin is death. And Israel had sinned, and God said so, that they would not die. His people who were there trying to follow him, he provided a lamb. And the blood over the door that protected them, the firstborn, God's way, while Egypt thought they would shut themselves in around all their great theologians, witch doctors, and whatever they had. And the death angel swept right over it, the top of it, because it was without the blood.
Amen.
And any religion today that hasn't got the blood, life of Jesus Christ behind it, the death angel's on it. Now you think of that statement, what a prophet said here. And I can show you that Spurgeon said the same statement. And then we have men today saying we don't need the blood. They're false prophets.
Amen.
They're not the servants of God. When somebody tells you you don't need the blood, and they don't need the Holy Spirit, and you don't need the gifts of the church, they are false preachers.
Mm-hmm.
We need all of them. God's given it for us. It's God's provided way.
Amen.
Amen. The blood's God's provided way to cleanse you from sin. There's no other way. No theologian, no going to church, no joining this, joining that, never do it. But the blood will. And by the stripes of Jesus Christ, we're healed. That's God's provided way. There's no other way. That's God's way. And remember, God's way is the best way. Amen. In any religion, let me read that again. Any religion today that hasn't got the blood life of Jesus Christ behind it, the death angel's on it. Death angel separated from God. Yes, indeed. I wrote on every bit of it, it hasn't got the blood. And you see, Exodus 12, verse 13, the blood shall be to you a token upon the houses. And I tell you, the blood's still the token. We still need God's token.
Amen.
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 And God never done it. Hebrews 9:22 says, and almost all things are purged by blood. And without the shedding of blood, Hebrews 9:22, there's no remission of sins. God's way is the blood. The blood's God's way. The blood's God's provided way. And the blood must take effect. There is no other way. The blood is God's provided way for today, and every day it's God's way.
Yeah.
Amen. There's no new birth without the shedding of blood or forgiveness of sins or pardon or cleansing or overcoming the devil. God's provided way today is the precious blood of Jesus Christ. You overcome the devil by the blood. Your sins are washed away by the blood of Jesus Christ. It's the life of the blood. That's the Holy Ghost. That's the power that comes back in the church. Jesus said that in Romans, or Paul said it. He said, if the same spirit that raised up Christ from the dead dwells in you, it will quicken your mortal body. And that word means made alive. And we who were dead in trespasses and sins has God made alive because of the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. The devil never wants the blood preached. You go on wherever you like and you listen to any of these modern preachers, they're not preaching the blood. They're preaching about loving, they're preaching about how you can through a hard time and all these things, and all that might be well and good, and they might sound as if they're terrific preachers, but they're all false prophets. Because they're not preaching the blood of Jesus Christ. They're preaching another gospel. And Paul said, even an angel comes from heaven and brings you something different than I've brought you, let him be accursed. He says, this is the real thing. Amen? And the gospel remains the same. Listen to this here. Let me read you this. That's the place. The rock is Christ Jesus that points you to the promised land. You get on him one time and you'll see every promise of God is true. Absolutely, that's right. If you abide in me and my word abide in you, you'll ask what you will and it'll be done for you, because he is the word. It's just manifest itself through you when you abide in him. Notice after he died, he was way up in the wilderness, this is Moses, and he needed a pole bearer. God provided angels. Why? Because no man on earth could take him where he was going. Had to take somebody to pack him over there, and it took angels to take him home. This is Moses. He needed a ladder one day, and he walked 500 years with God, and it pleased him, and he needed a ladder, and God provided him a highway, and he walked straight up into hell. Amen? These were men of God. Elijah needed a rope, but he didn't get a rope. God sent chariots of fire. And the old smart boy said to a preacher one time, I don't believe there's any animals in heaven. The Bible doesn't talk about it. And he said, well, you better start reading your Bible again. Because the Bible says that the horses and chariots of fire came for Elijah, and God took them up on them. Amen. Is that the word of God? And I tell you, speaks in Revelations of the mighty one coming on a horse. Now they're talking about Satan, the Lord coming on a horse too. How many knows that? Amen. And I tell you, people don't even read the Bible. Amen. As soon as you take what God says, it's God's way is the only way. There's no other way. Isaiah 55 verse 11 says, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I send. God sent his word. Now God doesn't need to sign another word. God's already sent his word. But we need to believe the word he sent. Amen? How many believe this is God's word? Amen. This is God's word right here. This is the word of God. When the fullness of time has come, God sent his son into the world. And you know, when you read it, God sent a son into the world to seek and to save that which was lost. That's God's provided way, Jesus Christ. No other way. Now, I know we're all saved tonight, but I want to encourage you that this is God's way. There's no other way. There's no decoys. God's only one way of doing things. He's one way, and it's the only one way we need. Mm-hmm. Amen?
Amen.
Now I know there's different ways can come about to do it, but I'm telling you, Jesus Christ is God's way.
Amen.
God always had a provided way for his people. The church needed power. God provided the Holy Ghost. Amen? He didn't provide a book of ethics. He didn't provide a Christian government. He provided the Holy Ghost. That's what God provided. He never said to his disciples, go up to Jerusalem and study until you reach a level of education. Until you get yourself a couple of documents. He never said that. The Bible actually says they were all learned and ignorant men. So if it was education, God would have told them, Jesus would have said to them, disciples, I'll tell you what, I've chosen you this, but you scholars need to educate yourselves, because you're just stupid. But you don't read ever where Jesus said that. And the Bible clearly says they're all learned and ignorant men. But he said to them, tarry ye in Jerusalem until you be endued with power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you.
Amen.
But you see, when you study this Bible out, 5,000 were fed with the loaves and fishes, but only 50 followed them. And 12 went through the Garden of Gethsemane, just 3 of them said. And you could cut it right down to 1. Because they needed the Holy Ghost. And I remember Dixon Kendozie had 500 people. But when the police arrested them and put them in jail, they ended up 50. The 500 reduced to 50 that was real. But God moved on the 50 that was real. And the 50 that was real became more. But all were 500 in the church. All believers, but when the persecution came, there was 50. And it's been the whole way through the Bible, and we hear about so much preaching today, and these modern preachers are preaching, we need to all come together, no longer Protestant, Catholic, all one. That's absolutely false teaching. I want to tell you that this Bible is a separator. I want to tell you that Esau and Jacob come into the world first and fight, and God separated them. Cain and Abel, the same thing, right up to Jesus and Judas Iscariot. All through the Bible, a separation. And Jesus said, I'm coming to bring separation. Didn't know what Jesus preached. I'm come to set at variance, father and mother. And he said, if you love anything more than me, you're not even worthy to call my disciple. That's the words of Jesus. But the modern day preachers want to tell us, all come together. And one famous preacher, I won't name him because you'll be shocked, but one famous preacher said that what broke away at the beginning over 500 years ago, what we know as Protestantism, Protestants, he said that was a real demon. That's what he called it. A Pentecostal preacher called that a devil. But I want you to know tonight that he's been blinded with the spirit of deception. And what God broke away with Scripture.
Yes.
And we are real Protestants because we're protesting everything that's against this Word of God. And if that's the Pope, we're protesting him. And if that's the Papish doctrine, we're protesting it. And if it's any other doctrine that's against the Word of God, we need to protest it as well.
Yes.
God's only one provided way. How many believes that tonight?
Yes.
One provided way. I tell you, a man that says, don't come to Jesus and come to me, that's Antichrist. Mm-hmm. And how can people fellowship with that? But it's happening in the world today. And they're calling it a move of God. It's a move, alright, because Jesus said he'd send them strong delusion so that they would believe a lie and be condemned. That's the words of this Bible. And he said, that day shall not come except the coming of falling away first. And what? That man of sin be revealed, the Antichrist. And we're living in that time. We are living in the last days. And when God sent a true prophet, according to Malachi 4, 5 and 6, they reject it. They don't want to hear about it. They don't want to know nothing about it. And they call you all sorts of things. And then they'll give you a Catholic doctrine. That's what they're doing today. I tell you, God's one provided way. How many believes it tonight?
Amen.
I know I'm getting excited. I can't help it. Amen. Somebody's going to have to preach it. It's the truth. We believe the truth. God's always a provided way for his people. And the Holy Ghost, what God sent. The Lord sent the Holy Ghost to lead the church. The Lord sent the Holy Ghost to fill the church. Amen.
Amen.
He didn't say wait until and document you. Document you. He said wait until you've been due with power from on high. My mom told me one time when I got in touch with people around the matches, he said you need 3 years. I said what for? He said brother, you need to get educated for 3 years before you can preach this. I said you're too late brother, I've already been preaching. I said the prophet's message I read said if you could only know how your fire got lit, But I tell you what's crept in, theologians. They've crept in. And this, what's around now is just as bad, if not worse, than what they preach against.
That's the truth.
That's the truth now. But I tell you, God's still a people. Amen. Amen. Did you notice? Well, there's so many preachers today, and the Lord's dealt with them to bring them back to the gospel. He's had to shake them to the boots. I know it for myself. God done it with me. I know others He's done it with. Well, He had to take a grip of you and shake you and bring you back to the basics of the Bible. Because you can get away from it. The weird bride will never be deceived. And the next thing you know, you're saying things and preaching things there's not even a scripture for it.
Right. Amen.
Just because somebody big shot preached it. And they read his stuff and they say what he's saying. And one day you come to find out it's not even in the Bible. But if you're a real seed of God, the Lord will rebuke you.
Amen.
The Lord will rebuke you. Because he chastises his true children. Amen. How many believe that? We should thank God for chastism, because that proves we are sons. Amen. Thank God for it. Listen to this. Luke 24:49. Behold, I send you the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. That's what God said. That's God's provided way. God's provided way is not a college. God's provided way is not some educational program. And you need to do this course, the Alpha course, and some other course. Now, I'm not condemning any courses. Don't get me wrong tonight. They might help somebody, but that's not God's way. God's way is to get the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And when you get the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you've got the teacher.
Yes.
You have just got the teacher. You've got the one that the Bible speaks about. When the Holy Ghost comes on you, there's an anointing, but you need no one to teach you, but the anointing will teach you all things. That's the Word of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's the Holy Ghost. And God's people today need you hear about refurbishment, where they're redoing up. We need some sort of thing where we get back to the Holy Ghost and the power of God falling on us. Amen? That's the truth. And I tell you, God can do it. That's God's provided witness, is the Holy Ghost. God didn't provide a book of ethics. He didn't provide a denomination. He provided the Holy Ghost. Listen to this here statements. Listen to this. Someone said the other day, said, Mr. Branham, don't you believe in denomination? I said, I've got nothing against people in them, but I certainly don't believe in their systems. He said, well, why? How would you pay? What will we do? I said, that wasn't God's provided way in the first place. He said, what denomination do you belong to? I said, none. He said, what do you belong to? I said, a kingdom. He said, how do you get in there? I said, you're born into it. And I tell you, I don't care what name it comes under, but if it's a denomination, get out of it.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
We need to be in the kingdom, and you don't join the kingdom. You don't sign a book to get into the kingdom. You sit like a puppet for some fancy-dancy preacher somewhere and nod when he nods and all that nonsense. You're born into it.
Yes,
and once you're born in, nobody can take you out, because you're born into it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And sealed in by the Holy Ghost of promise. And that's what we need today. Praise God. Listen to this. You're born into the kingdom high by the Holy Ghost. That's God's witness. He gives witness by the Word of God that we pass from death unto life, because we're in the kingdom of God. That's God's. God needed a leader for the church. He didn't educate a bishop. Neither did he send a high priest or a pope or know someone else, but he sent the Holy Ghost. Amen? He never sent the pope. He never sent a bishop. And he didn't say, when brother so-and-so comes, he'll have such a great revelation if you hear him, you'll go to the rapture. There's no scripture for that. The Holy Ghost, what we need. Men not preaching the Holy Ghost. They're preaching everything, but they're not preaching the right thing. I'm telling you, you go on and you listen to some of the stuff that's been preached, and they're not preaching this Bible. Another gospel. It's another gospel. The devil's got in. It's another gospel. But thank God for the real gospel. Amen? You know the Holy Ghost and God's the same one. That's why we can't have a Trinity. The Holy Ghost and God the same one. There's no such nonsense as the person of God and the person of the Holy Spirit and the person of Jesus as a person, but there's no such thing as three persons in the Godhead. That's absolutely a Roman Catholic doctrine that all the churches preach. It's false teaching. And it's easily proved from the Word of God. You follow this tonight, and I'm closing in a moment. Remember, the Holy Ghost is God and God is the Word, and the Holy Ghost is that thing that brings a promised word to life. In John 1, verse 1 to 2, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So who's the Word? God. The Word's God. Not another God, but God. The God. The eternal God. The same was in the beginning with God. So the Word was God, and the Word is God, and it was with God in the beginning. Now, what happened is some smart aleck thought he could explain that. And he tried to decide that, and he made a mess of it. That's what happened. You can't explain God. God is only revealed by revelation. That's what he reveals to you or me. Amen? You can't go to college and learn God. Doesn't work. But I tell you, when you get the Holy Ghost, the Bible says he will lead you and guide you. And the Bible says the sons of God are led by the Spirit of God. They're not led by education. If education, I told a group of brothers and ministers once, I said, if education will do it, if learning what they call the message will do it, let's learn everybody the message and the rapture will happen. But you know that's nonsense. You can learn people whatever you want and you'll still have a rapture. That's nonsense. And this idea, when we do certain things, it will take place. Nonsense. He's coming and he knows when he's coming. You don't, I don't. Amen. Only the Father knows when he's coming.
Amen.
Now listen to this, Matthew 1:20. Here's your verse. When people say the Holy Spirit and God are different, here's your verse. But while he thought on these things, Matthew 1:20. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thy son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary the wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. Who's the Father of Jesus? The Holy Ghost. But I thought God was his Father. He is. Now he can't have two fathers. The Holy Spirit here is the Father of Jesus. How many sees that? And God the Father, Jesus. It's the same one. That's why when somebody comes to preach that there is a token and another token and they split the Holy Spirit, you can't do it. You can't split the Holy Spirit. Brother Gary has a part, but it's different. Somebody else has a bigger part. That's absolute nonsense. The same Holy Spirit that baptizes you baptizes me, not a different Holy Spirit. There's one Holy Ghost. One Holy Spirit. And Paul the Apostle said we're baptized by one Spirit. But people are preaching our token of the token. There's not one spike of scripture for it, not one verse. How many believe that? There's no scripture for it, but people are preaching it. Do you know why? Because some fellow they classed to be a great teacher had a big idea that he could explain it this way. And then another big idea that there's two lords. You know that's Antichrist teaching. The Bible says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God is one Lord." And then they say they have more revelation than anybody else. I tell you, few of the beasts going to find it. There's people going to get a shock. Yes. They're going to think that they know it all and they're going to get a shock. I'm telling you, you don't have to look into some big thing. It's simple. Brother Branham said it's so simple people are missing it. And here's simple scriptures. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared on him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thy son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary the wife, for that which is conceived in her of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And you know the same Bible says in another scripture that the Holy Spirit overshadowed the Virgin Mary and she conceived. The Holy Spirit overshadowed her. And you know that God is the Father of Jesus. The Bible, all through the Bible, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now there's no such thing where you read God the Son. That's another man-made interpretation. But they preach it. They preach God the Holy Spirit, God in heaven, and God the Son. Nobody's ever heard that. That's what they preach. That's wrong. He's the Son of God. He is God because God's in him. But you don't read God the Son. There's one God. One God. Now, when the Holy Ghost comes, has God come? Think of that now. You can have no more power than when the Holy Ghost comes. That's God coming. How many believes that? That is God coming on the scene by the Holy Ghost. That's Jesus coming as well. How many knows that? Jesus says, I'm going away, but I send another comforter in my name. And you know the Bible says that one will come in his own name, him they will receive. But Jesus said, I came in my Father's name and they never received me. And the Holy Spirit's coming, they don't want the Holy Spirit either. They replace the Holy Ghost for education. They replace the baptism of the Spirit for we don't have that, we've moved on. And they quote one scripture, yet I show all you a more excellent way, and they don't even know what they're talking about. And they explain it off with theologian ideas. And they designate the gifts of the Holy Spirit to the shout. I want to say in this meeting tonight, and I mean this with all of my heart, if ever we needed the gifts of the Spirit, we need them today. We need them. We definitely need the gifts of healing. We definitely need the gifts of working miracles. But you see what's happened is, if you roll the clock back 50 years, men and women used to get on their knees and wait on God and pray for the gifts and pray for the anointing and pray for different gifts upon different individuals. And when they got together, this brother had the gift of tongues, this brother had the gift of prophecy, this brother had the gift of healing. But we went through 30 years of educational theologian preaching and teaching till they've taught God's people what they don't need this and they don't need this. And then you come to find out, when you throw all them parts out of the vehicle one day, when you need them, you haven't got them. And it's quite evident. Because you go on anywhere you want and listen in any of the services, and there's no gifts. No gifts. And people say, I'm listening into so-and-so great meetings. Not one gift. Not a gift operates. And I know churches and the pastor doesn't even turn up on a midweek service. You don't need to pray no more. We've made it. I want to tell you tonight, we need to be praying. We need to be praying. We need to be seeking God. We need the gifts of God amongst us. I know you believe it. Maybe somebody else will get a hold of this and they'll hear this and they need to hear it. I'm telling you, it's time that God's people came out. I'm telling you, there's going to have to be another breakout. Right. Some of us came out, but there's other people who's going to have to come out again. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, it's sitting in death. Amen? Yeah. I know that's a hard statement, but I know, I believe you understand what I'm saying. It's the truth. Yes. We need the power of God. We need the gifts of God. But I'll tell you, God's one provided way. It'll never change. The way God sat in His Word to do it, it's the way He's going to do it. And Paul the Apostle, being a servant of God, preached and said, covet earnestly the best gifts. I believe if you do it, God will give you them. And we heard on Sunday that the Holy Spirit, the promise of the Holy Ghost is unto you and to your children. Unto them that are far off, even as many as our Lord our God calls to us. We can have the same Holy Spirit. I don't want something off it. I want the real Holy Ghost. I don't want anything else but the real Holy Ghost. Amen? Amen. Someone that's real. And God always gives a real thing. Let's come and seek God tonight.